This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Hello, everybody. It is Tom Chenault. This is the Network Marketing Leadership Show. It is a great day. We have got an incredible show for you today. I love this guy. His name is Greg Reed, and I have been following him for so long, before he even knew it. I was a big fan of his. He's been a friend of network marketing for a long time. He's been a friend of motivational speaking. He's been in over 100 books. He's like the Entrepreneur of the Year, the Global Entrepreneur of the Year, one of the most eligible bachelors out there. There's nothing this guy isn't. I was talking to him. He loves fast cars. He loves to dress well. I mean, everything about him, he's just like the opposite of me. And I love the guy because he is so good. And the last time, so I hooked up with him again accidentally when I went to the memorial service for a guy that had passed away, and they did it online. And this thing, I thought it was going to last an hour. I went 5 hours later, I'm still there. And during the interim for that, I got to listen to Greg Reed give a testimonial to this guy. And it took me to my core because this guy's got such unbelievable speaking ability. I know he writes books. I know he helps people write books. I know he's absolutely a servant leader to the planet. Greg Reed. Are you, buddy?
I want to meet that guy you just talked about.
It's you. A rock star. I have been a fan of yours for a long time. Steve Wallach is a fan of yours.
And
because you're San Diego guy, so he would talk about you a lot. What's going on in your life these days, man?
Well, things are moving and shaking still. You know, we've had a little bit of a setback like they have around the world, but we're looking for new, innovative ways to reach an audience. About timing. Last year, you know, I made my first major feature film called Wish, and it's trending around the globe right now on a Netflix. Thank goodness we got it out in the marketplace right when we did.
Is that really helping? I mean, anybody with anything on Netflix or anything like that, they're killing it, right?
Yeah, well, at least, well, people are staying home, they got something to do.
Yeah.
It was really interesting. I was interviewing a guy, Shankwitz, founder of Make-A-Wish Foundation. And I asked him what his wish was, and he said that no one ever asked him. I said, I'll grant your wish. What do you want? He says, I just want a story to be told. So he signed over his life rights. I don't know anything about making movies, but we figured it out. We made the ballot for the Oscars this year, and now we're all over the internet. Wish man. How cool is that?
Can't believe it. Now, Bernie, how did you end up with that guy? I loved him. CEO space, I knew him. I knew him before that. How did you know that guy so well?
He was a facility faculty member over at CEO Space for years. And, you know, he was like a great mentor to me. A good mentor will tell you what you need to hear, not always what you want to hear.
Yeah.
And I know Bernie was a good mentor. Never said what I wanted to hear. You saw things from a different perspective.
People are paralyzed right now. I'm in the network marketing space primarily, maybe the personal development space, and I'm watching people that are looking at this pandemic, and they were, you know, it was kind of a novelty, and they were going great guns, but the bloom has fallen off the rose. And the reason I wanted you on the show is because if there's anybody that could get people back into action and realize maybe we're not going back to what it was, but we're probably headed sort towards something better, it would be you. Because you are one of those big thinking, forward thinking, full thinking guys that we need, because people need to understand we got to pivot and adapt, not wish it was the old days. So talk about that a little bit, will you?
And by the way, Tom, you are personal development. You've always thought in the very beginning. It starts with mindset, just like you're talking right now. It has very little to do with the product, good, or service. It has to do with your mentality of how you look at it. And right now is a great opportunity, again, because we're reaching global markets and, you know, global communities. It's about reaching out, and it's also about leveraging relationships, resources, referrals, I was doing a call with a buddy of ours, Brian Tracy, the other day. He says, the biggest thing they need to do right now, he goes, pivot less, but just ask for more referrals. And I sat there for a second, and I went, what? He goes, everyone's trying to change their entire paradigm. He goes, why don't you just get a hit list out and start calling the people you already got on your cell phone saying, dude, I've been working on this product. I'm still crushing it. Or everything else, I still got income stream. Who do you know that I can at least reach out to? And he says, by having that mindset, the doors will start opening up.
And people are petrified to ask for referrals.
Yeah.
It amazes me that that is the case, especially when they're not petrified to ask me for something. It's just amazing that they don't ask me for referrals for something. What is it about asking for referrals that freezes people so much, Greg?
Well, and a book was written 100 years ago, Think and Grow Rich. Napoleon Hill dedicated the biggest chapter towards fear. The, you know, chapter of all time was the Six Ghosts fear. And it wasn't really the fear of success and the fear of failure and all that stuff. I don't even believe in that. I believe it comes down to the fear of judgment. Criticism, what other people are thinking. And the funny thing is, right now, no one's thinking about you. Dealing with their own situation. You know, there's a bumper sticker that says, what would you do if you couldn't fail? I think right now we replace that to, what would you do the moment you stop worrying what other people thought? Would you reach out and ask for a referral? Would you ask that person out for a date? Would you start a business? Would you do differently? And right now is that golden opportunity because, like I said, no one's peeking in. It's not an idea for a book or a movie or a start a new sideline, side hustle. That's it.
So how do you do it? I mean, you get up every day. You've got more projects going. It astounds me, all the stuff you're going. Do you just never, I mean, do you listen to everybody that has an idea? How do you determine what it is that is going to float your boat on any given day? Or is it, what's that?
Yeah, I'm opposite of a yes man. I'm pretty much a no man. And what that means is that when people come in, if I cannot get to finishing and seeing that through and having the stickability to do so, I can just say no. And I give them a referral or I send them a different direction. I don't wait on the parade. I say it's not for me and I'm not able to add value. And I'm very careful what I say yes to. However, the things that do say yes, I commit to seeing completed all the way to fruition. And so that's the difference. I'm very careful what I say yes to.
Are there any more movies in the can for you? Are you going to do any more of that? Or did that just absolutely, you did it and you, now it's done and you're done with it? Or was it so exciting you want to do more?
Going into a new medium of television. So I filmed my first TV pilot. I've been talking to the founder of the E! Entertainment Network and seeing about creating an entire, you know, what a season would look like. And going to throw that out to all the different networks around. So my idea is, it's kind of like a sneak peek of what the day-to-day life is of a shark on Shark Tank behind the scenes that other people are not seeing. You're right. But it's like at the airport when everyone comes up to you and they're pitching their idea over their idea, their movie. And how you weed these things out. And understand this, though. I've realized a key element of reaching new people and opening doors of opportunity is specificity. And people are losing, common sense wisdom. I guess common sense is not common, but the reality is specificity, and it works like this. I come off stage, hypothetically, and there's 10,000 people, and they all say the nicest things. You know, I want to work with you. How can I be a contribution? How can I be of service? Those are amazing. The challenge is, I don't know you. And there's people in line, and I don't have 30 minutes to do a whole resume check. But if you can come up and say, hey, man, I saw you on Instagram. I see you have 500,000 followers. I make cool. Let me make one for you. I'll send it to your phone if you get, maybe you'll use me. Done. I know who you are, what you do. You got my cell phone, and we're connected in 15 seconds. And that's the way that we want to start doing things moving forward. What up, you, president of Mexico down to Edward Snowden, wise. I don't say I want to pick your brain. I don't take you to lunch. I don't want to buy you dinner. Here's what I do. I need 12.5 minutes of your time. From the time I open up the door to the time I leave is 12 and a half minutes. I'm going to ask you one simple question, X, Y, Z. The chance of them giving me that period of time goes up to 100% because I'm not asking them for the whole daily activity.
And if you ask them for 10 minutes, is that too little? Is there some sort of psychology between 12 and a half?
Well, I realize in 12 and a half minutes you can get to build a rapport with somebody, and it's very specific where it tells you you've got 12 and a half minutes. And then 99% of the time, you know, buzzer will go off on my phone because I send an alert. And then I go, hey, 12 and a half minutes is up, time to go. And they go, no, sit down, let's talk some more. And then you end up getting a tour and we hang out and whatnot. But by honoring your word, that is key. That's what people are missing, Tom. They're not honoring the word. They're not having accountability and responsibility. We tend to blame other people rather than take acceptability and responsibility for our own actions.
What I see you doing, and you know, you're just a connector. And what I think is important to everybody is you got to be your word, and that means you have to follow up. When you tell people you're going to call somebody, call them. And take good notes so they actually, you when you get into a conversation, you're not starting over every time. And everybody needs to learn those skills, because if you do that, where you are impeccable with your word and actually getting stuff done earlier than you were going to do it, you are in the minority at a level you would not believe. And people like Greg that are busy, they remember. They've got systems to remember stuff. And I promise you, you try to get the attention of a guy like these guys. This morning I sent notes to Mark Victor Hansen, to Robert Kiyosaki, to Mitzi Purdue, the chicken lady. All these people, all of them responded to me just like that, because they're business people looking for business. And that's what Greg is. And if you're going to play this game called doing big business, act like you mean it. Do that. That's what I think. Don't you, Greg?
Absolutely. And I also, honoring your mentors and the people that you respect by doing this. I remember when I wanted to be a speaker. The top guy at that time was Les Brown.
Yeah.
And this, you know, you got to be hungry. I asked him, I said, Mr. Brown, just give me one thing I in my speaking career. And I hunted him down a month later and said, Mr. Brown, I asked you for one nugget. You gave it to me. I did it. What should I do next, sir? What's the chance of him giving me the second nugget? It's 100% because you honored your mentorship. Know that. And so that's how I follow through and I follow up with everyone that I ever speak to.
And don't circumvent people, you guys. When you meet someone like Greg, and Greg and I do business, and all of a sudden Greg introduces me to somebody, and I'm off to the races with that other guy, and then all of a sudden I don't know Greg anymore. Don't do that. Don't be that person. Honor the chain of relationship. I promise you, this is a world of abundance, and you can have a lot of it if you just don't act like a cheapskate. We're going to take a break. This is the Genesis Communication Network. Thank you, Ted Anderson, for letting us be on the radio for all these years. We'll be back right after this.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutriMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
Extendivite really works. Here are some reviews from Amazon.com. Amazon customer, 5 out of 5 stars. I'm quite happy about it. This product has relieved what appears to be an angina problem, pain in the chest after climbing stairs, and short on breath. I'm quite happy about it. Dr. Sam Surreal. Good product and ingredients. Kept my blood pressure normal after mild heart attack in 2015. Switch to plant-based diet, also to reverse atherosclerosis. John Bispico's, 5 out of 5 stars, built up my immune system. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit our website at heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Do you want to give you and your loved ones premium nutrition right now? Hi, I'm Jamil Bookaboo from TeamGaday.com and the GCN Longevity Health Team. Get your premium nutrition formulated by world-renowned naturopathic doctor, Dr. Joel Wallach at wholesale, or also become a distributor and earn income while supporting this broadcast. Go to TeamGaday.com via the shopping cart or contact form, and I'll get back to you with support personally. That's TeamGaday.com with Longevity. TeamGaday.com.
Now with orders to stay at home, public health concerns, the reality of illness due to pathogens and viruses, your health is at an all-time high risk. That's why it's critical to take a proactive approach to boost your immune system. You can with new nano-colloidal silver from Americare. Our patented process with tiny silver particles, 1/100th the size of a red blood cell, allows for maximum body absorption. Americare's nano-colloidal silver effectively disinfects your body internally, attacking pathogens and viruses while supercharging your immune system. Colloidal silver is antibacterial and antiviral. Simply put, it prohibits bacterial respiration, suffocating viral cells, preventing the virus from replicating. And now, due to public health concern, Americare is authorized to offer our lowest and best price ever, around $1 a day, but supplies are limited. Purchase nano-colloidal silver now at immunesupportnow.com. That's immunesupportnow.com. These statements have not been evaluated by the Food and Drug Administration. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Supplies are limited.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show with Tom Chenault. And no Adrian today. I've got Marianne here. I've got Jason Kohler here. I've got James Moore here. So I've got an army producing this show. But I'll tell you one thing right now. There's nobody that, I mean, Greg Reed is a student of Napoleon Hill. He and Sharon Lecter, the former Rich Dad, Poor Dad partner, these two people have really done a big job of keeping the works and the memory of Napoleon Hill alive. They wrote a book called, Greg wrote a book called 3 Feet from Gold. It was an absolute masterpiece. I love this guy. And if you haven't read 3 Feet from Gold and all of his other books, you got it. But talk about Napoleon Hill and Sharon Lecter and what you're doing here shortly. Will you please, Greg?
Absolutely. And thank you for saying all those kind words. Sharon Lecter is a legend. And it's so great to have a friend and a mentor like that working with you. 3 Feet from Gold together 12 years ago, and now it's re-released. And what's really cool is just this year, it was at every airport in America, Success is Something Great. This was the last book Napoleon Hill was going to write before he passed away and never got a chance to. So the Napoleon Hill Foundation gave it to Sharon and I and found unpublished work from Napoleon Hill, and we put it inside this thing. And it was really, really cool. What's that?
This is the airport now.
Oh, yeah, it's in every airport, it's at every Barnes & Noble, all these books are, which is pretty darn neat. And what's fascinating about that book is one person we interviewed, I tell the story for entrepreneurs out there, because you have a lot of entrepreneurs here, right? Well, one guy we interviewed, his name was Fred. His last name doesn't really make a difference right now for the story, but this guy changed my life. He says, as an entrepreneur, he had an invention, and he sold the patent for $75,000. Called the two-person down ski-doo. You know those little jet skis that you see? And he sold for $75,000 the entire idea. And I went to him, I go, to kill you. He goes, what? I go, that's $1 billion brand. I go, you sold it for $75,000. He goes, yeah, I did. I said, how can you sleep that night knowing you lost all that money? And he goes, you don't understand. He goes, at that time, that $75,000 was all the money I needed. He goes, I was about to lose my house, and it got me caught up with my mortgage. He goes, my employees hadn't been paid. I got them caught up as well. It was the first time in my adult life I slept through the night for weeks on end. He goes, I actually had some free time, so I went through the attic, and I found these little metal cast cars I was playing with as a child. A buddy of mine's a NASCAR driver, put his number on the side, and I gifted it to him. The driver saw it. They got jealous. They wanted it. So then NASCAR bought the rights for me for over $151 million.
Oh, my.
He goes, sometimes, as an entrepreneur, you have to do a deal in order to get you through to do another deal.
Everybody needs to hear that so hard. I mean, as an entrepreneur, you have to make a deal so you're able to go do another deal down the road. And that $75,000 is easy to look at. Oh, you gave that away. It was worth all this money. That got him to be able to sleep at night, to have the idea, to have the bandwidth, to have the big idea, right?
Absolutely. And another little cool thing we were talking about earlier about accountability and responsibility. I did this book called Made Easy. I went around the world and interviewed people worth $100 million to $1 billion. And the greatest takeaway was an acronym called CP, about accountability and responsibility for everything that happens. Stop blaming other people. It's your fault. And it's like this. Acronym CPC is clues, patterns, choices. If I go out on a first date, I'm a single guy, 20 minutes late, that is a clue. If I go on the third, fourth, and fifth date, and she's 20 minutes late every time, that forms a pattern. Now, it's my choice, my C, choice, whether I deal with it, adjust, break up with her, yell at her. It's not her fault. She's just late. Stop trying to change people. How many times have you seen someone with a bad reputation? They'll cheat your best friend. You do business thinking it'll be different. And then things go awry, and you're mad at that person. It's like seeing a rattlesnake rattle by your kid's sister. You pet the snake and get bit, and you're mad at the snake. Look, suck it up right now and start looking at this. What are we seeing a clue? What are we seeing a pattern? And what choices are we making, whether we adapt, adjust, or do something about it?
Wow. And where's that? Which book of that? Which book of yours is that story in?
Well, this one's Wealth Made Easy. I got to tell you, this is a game changer. What happened is I sat down with these billionaire guys for, 3 days in a row, and then we reduced their entire message down to one paragraph or one page each, and they're called Wealth Hacks. The first guy we talked to made $1 billion in raw land. I go, how in the heck can you make $1 billion in dirt? And he said, time plus land is wealth. I go, what do you mean? He says, all I do is look for him that's growing exponentially at 25% a year. Go on Google Maps, it's free. I look for Broadway, Main Street, and I draw 8 miles, and I buy the dirt. I rent that dirt to farmers. They pay the lease, so it's free, and I get vegetables for years. And as the town continues to grow at 25%, it ends up on my plot. If I own the biggest amount of renting to farmers, that's what I resell to the big box stores for 800 times what I paid.
Holy mackerel, let's take a break after this. All right, we're coming back right after this. This is Genesis Communication Network. Tom Chenault, Media Network.
When you have a pain in the neck, a real pain in the neck, back, shoulder, or legs, you now have two convenient choices to get fast relief without taking another pill. Because now, Sunny Bay heating wraps and pillows are available at both Amazon and Walmart. Yes, see Sunny Bay's 4.5 to 5-star customer reviews on Amazon.com or Walmart.com. Our made in the USA, microwavable heat wraps, heatable neck pillows, and extra large body wraps are designed better for perfect support where and when you need it. Even while driving, Sunny Bay wraps will not burn and stay balanced to provide soothing hot or cold therapy to help treat temporary or chronic pain. And the best part? Sunny Bay quality products started under $20. Join thousands of happy customers and see why Sunny Bay products have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy. It's easy. Click Amazon or Walmart and search today for Sunny Bay.
USA Radio News with John Hunt.
The leader of the Democratic Party, House Speaker Nancy Pelosi, said that she doesn't believe that Joe Biden should debate President Donald Trump.
Tell anybody that told you this, especially don't tell Joe Biden. I don't think that there should be any debates. I do not think that the President of the United States has comported himself in a way that anybody should, has any association with truth, evidence, data, and facts. I wouldn't legitimize a conversation with him, nor a debate in terms of the presidency of the United States.
Biden has already agreed to take part in three presidential debates before the election. Nancy Pelosi called Trump's conduct during the 2016 debates with Democratic nominee Hillary Clinton disgraceful. This is USA Radio News. President Trump is offering up a full pardon, and USA's Tim Berg has more.
President Trump is granting a full pardon to Alice Johnson.
And we gave a commutation. That means we were able to get Alice out, and she has been just so outstanding, and I'm so proud of you, and we're giving Alice a full pardon. I just told her.
President Trump making that announcement during an Oval Office ceremony. Johnson was sentenced to life in prison for a nonviolent drug offense. The pardon also coming on the 57th anniversary of Dr. Martin Luther King delivering his I Have a Dream speech.
Walmart said that it may join Microsoft to buy the U.S. business of TikTok, the popular Chinese-owned video app that has become under fire from the president. They said in a statement that a deal with Microsoft could help it expand advertising business and reach more shoppers. Listen live anytime at usaradio.com. This is USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, simulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
If you or a loved one is a survivor of abuse by Boy Scouts of America representatives as far back as the 1970s, we urge you to speak up. We'll stand with you and get you the help and financial compensation you deserve. A jury in Portland, for example, awarded $18.5 million in punitive damages in one Boy Scout sexual abuse case. The Boy Scouts of America filed for bankruptcy, and funds have been set aside to compensate those injured. Time is limited, and so are the funds. Call today. Don't wait. For free information on how to file your claim, call All Survivors Advocates right now. We have a long track record in helping our clients get the legal justice and compensation they deserve. Please, we are ready to help you. Call today.
800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. 800-364-2984. That's 800-364-2984.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show, and we got the great Greg Reed. And this guy is a beast. He is smart. He is driven. He is connected. He's written so many books. And if you read his books, it's going to make you a better human being. You're going to be a better human being. You're probably going to make more money. You're probably going to understand relationships, follow up, all that better. And he's a cool guy. He's one of the best dressed guys in San Diego, California. So here's what I want to talk about, Greg. I want to talk about what you and Sharon are doing with Napoleon Hill and him.
On September 15th, Sharon and I have access to the Napoleon Hill Foundation. And that's how we've been able to do so these amazing projects. Like Sharon did Outwitting the Devil, and I did Ability. Bob Proctor and I did Thoughts Are Things. Napoleon Hill's Road to Riches, and on and on and on. Well, on one day for 3-4 hours, we're going to do a live stream. We're going to share some of the things that we've discovered and some of the works that have not really been shared with the general public. You go to ourlegacy.com. It's free. And you can log on and join us. We're pretty sit there and go behind the scenes and go, what in the world is transmutation? Is that still real? And did Napoleon Hill die a millionaire, or was he broke? And by the way, that's true. And what about this? And there's not going to be anything that's going to be off limits. We're going to talk to the CEO of Napoleon Hill Foundations, and we're going to find out exactly what you can do to separate yourself from the 95% who dream of success to the top 5% who actually.
So did he die? How did he die? Rich or broke?
I'm going to let it stay for the 15th, but I'll tell you right now, he did quite well. So September 15th, it's going to be tgrlegacy.com.
And how did you get so obsessed with that?
Well, I'm fortunate. My mentor, you know, back in the day, and you know him well, Charlie Tremendous Jones, was a father figure to me. And before he passed away, he started a nonprofit. There were the biggest names in personal development and me. How I got on there, no idea. And one of the main folks was Don Green, CEO of Napoleon Hill, and basically said, you should give this guy a shot. And he did, opened up the doors of opportunity. And thank goodness, because now we've gone on to impact the lives of literally millions of people around the world.
That's the most beautiful thing. Mark Victor Hansen was talking about Buckminster Fuller grabbing him as a very young man and doing exactly the same thing. And it's just so amazing to me, you know. Yeah, Charlie Tremendous Jones, unbelievable. If you guys haven't, just go Google him right now. He's also dead, so is Buckminster Fuller. But just go Google these guys, because they were so important. And we can't let them be forgotten, because I'll tell you, they just did important work. But what I love is their bodies left, but their work didn't. Here's Napoleon Hill, and here's Charlie Tremendous Jones, all living through guys like Greg Reed and Mark Victor Hansen. So as to all you hotshots out there, and there's a bunch of them watching this show, mentor some kids. So as good as you are, let some people have your memories and make the world better for when you aren't here or you get tired of working. That's what you're doing, Greg. You're trying to pay it forward and pass it along to Graham.
Absolutely. In fact, one of the first feature films I did was called Pass It On. And by the way, Mark Victor Hansen is the guy who wrote the foreword for 3 Feet from Gold. So I haven't seen that cat around for a while. And all of a sudden, he's popping up all over the internet. He's kind of like off the radar. Also, boom, 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 boom. He's everywhere again. Him and Crystal working on their new Ask book. And I got to tell you, it's really cool to see the leaders pop up to pass on their wisdom, because there's a big difference between counsel and just opinion. Opinion is based on ignorance, lack of knowledge, or inexperience, like maybe a family friend or an Instagram guru who's never done what you want to do. Counsel is based on wisdom and knowledge and mentorship. If you go to a family friend and say you're going to write a best-selling book, they might try to protect you to keep you safe and to talk you out of it, and they've never written a best-selling book. If I go to Mark and say, dude, I want to write a book, he'll say, sit down, here's what you need to know, and give you counsel based on wisdom, knowledge, mentorship. If we would spend our activity only seeking counsel, take people's opinion, that's the day our lives will change.
Now, do you know Mark J? He calls himself Mark J because his name's 15 miles long. Mark Janowski or something like that. Do you know that guy?
I have no idea, but I want to meet a guy with a name so long he's got to initial it.
This guy is amazing. I mean, he's like 80, and he just went back and played the Boston Red Sox, that thing where you give him 10 grand, and you get to go to Fenway Park and... He just did that at advanced age. He's not 80, he's like 50-something. But he is a great guy, and he lives Napoleon Hill. I'm going to hook you two up because you're made for each other, and he should interview you, because I'm telling you, anybody that brings the past forward to real times, I mean, the messages that we get from these guys, I just lost a guy yesterday in Alcoholics Anonymous that was this incredible, incredible guy. And his message, he died yesterday, and his message and his legacy is going to be bigger with him gone. And that's how I want to be when I grow up. I know that's your plan, is to have such an absolute imprint on this planet that you may be dead, but you're still alive. And that's what you're doing, Greg, and I really, really want to acknowledge you for that.
By the way, 32 years. What?
No. You?
Yeah.
What's your sobriety date?
January 28th. And by the way, what's interesting, there's a little inside knowledge here. 3 Feet from Gold, when Sharon and I looked at our fine editor, that did it all is the current CEO of AA.
Okay. I need to meet that guy. Number one, I want to interview him. But the second thing is September 29th of 88 is my sobriety date.
That's my sobriety date.
I know.
Yeah.
That's so funny, and that's so great to be able to tell people, oh, I got sober in the 80s. So you got that same thing going, because, no, I mean, that's such a long shot, because that's so long ago.
But we have the same recovery date.
Yeah. Yes, yeah.
That's it. I've never met anyone that has had, wow, that's pretty weird.
That little card that's in my pocket, that's my license to live sobriety card. I only carry three things in my wallet. I carry one credit card, I carry my driver's license, and I carry this license to live sobriety card. Because I am telling you, I have to remember I am sober today in order to stay sober tomorrow. And you know what I'm talking about. And I go to an AA meeting every day still. I'm going to introduce, I'll invite you to some. So
I keep, that's amazing. Yeah, and I keep this on my computer every single day to remind me as well. We all do our thing. You know, it's one of those type of things that, you know, I live the message more than go around and preach it for myself. And people come up and it's attraction rather. Motion, so people go, hey, how in the world you pull this stuff off? That's where I sit there and go, sit down, let me tell you a story.
Oh my God, I got chills. I loved you, but now I can't.
Wait, are they electrifying?
Huh? What was that?
I got chills, they're electrifying.
Yeah, I got electrifying chills.
By the way, I say that, but look at this up here. Oh, gee, that fell down. That was going to be a great story here, but hold on one second.
I love the fact that you got a picture of me on your desk. Oh, that wasn't that. I thought that was.
My things just dropped a bit.
Wow. Well, I am, I'm going to tell you one thing right now. Everybody. Okay, so here's the deal. In 1988, Greg was probably like me. At the end of a blind alley, I had two DUIs and two disturbing the pieces in 1 month in 1988. And I was a stockbroker, and I still couldn't figure out that I had a drinking problem. I thought I had a living problem, which ended up being a living problem that was covered up by a drinking problem. So that's kind of a paradox. But I'm going to tell you one thing right now. It was hopeless. And to come from hopeless to where we stand today, at almost exactly the same time, Greg and I am telling you, that is amazing to me. But all of you that are thinking it is hopeless, that you got no shot, look at him. 100 books he's been in since then.
That's just pretty crazy. And you talk about legacy. I've got a different philosophy towards this, and it's not as peachy keen and glorified, because I believe, quite frankly, you know, there's no such thing as legacy. I believe that was forgotten after a few generations. And usually, if you go back and look at history, even the people that are remembered, multi-generational, the message has been rewritten so many times, it's not even the truth of what it is. So I also realize I have an 8-year-old son. I'm a late-in-life dad, 57 years old. And I figured when I pass away, the chances are my son will never, you know, go visit my grave. So I wanted to do something really cool and unique. I don't know if they'll read the books or not or whatever. So this last year, the thing on my bucket list, I had 80 things on the bucket list, was to get a star on the Walk of Fame. And I just got it, as you can see up there. So now I figure when my son's walking down the street, he can see that and go, hey, there's my dad, and that will become the legacy that he gets to share with his kids and grandkids.
Oh, man, is that wonderful enough?
Is that cool?
No, it's cooler than cool, and congratulations.
Thanks,
man. You know, everybody watching the show, I mean, whether it be the secret knock, whether it be 3 feet from gold, just know that this guy stood in the boot you might be standing in right now, and then now he's in a different pair. But he held up that coin. I don't even have my coin with me. I carry my sobriety like a sword. I have it out there. I'm telling you, I'm sick and tired of this disease being hidden. Opioids and everything else. People are dying in front of us. So I can talk all about my alcoholism. I just can't talk about yours. But I'm going to tell everybody one thing right now. Look at the man he was able to become. And look at the man or woman that you're going to be able to become if you just say, you know what, I'm done with that. I'm going to let the past be the past. I'm not going to worry about the future, but I'm going to work like crazy on me, and I'm going to work on the present, and things are going to take care of themselves. God, Greg, I'm so happy that you told me that.
Oh, okay. So I think it's pretty cool kismet there. And I want to add on to one thing. I'll do the Bernie Dorman plus. I want to plus with you is that surround ourselves with people we have respect for, not people we have influence over. And that's when it changes. So the whole idea is who's getting the results and ask them. Stop looking for blind leadership. If we're starving, stop hanging out with starving artists. Go to a local gallery, see who's stuff being pulled off the wall and being paid for. Ask them what they're doing. If you want to be a keynote speaker, find who's getting on the biggest stages. Ask them what they're doing. If you want to be a best-selling author, Prince and Noble, pull one they're actually being read and being distributed and ask them how they're doing it. Stop following false leaders, false prophets. Surround yourself with folks who are doing what you want. Ask them for guidance in 12.5 minutes. Your life could be changed right at that moment.
In 45 seconds, tell people how offended you are. Not when people say you are awesome. How did you get there from here? People ask me that all the time. And I go, well, let's sit down and have a cup of coffee. I'll buy lunch. And that's because I'm telling you guys one thing right now. Most of your fear is unfounded. A guy like Greg Reed is, and a woman like Sharon Lecter, all we want to do is tell our story so people can go do the same thing and make the world a better place. So we're going to take the last break. We're on the Genesis Communication Network. ContactMapping.com is the sponsor. We'll be right back.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions, SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
Attention radio listeners, have you ever wanted to be independent of the utility companies and actually generate your own supply of off-grid electrical power? If so, this is going to be the most important message you'll ever hear. Here's why. A limited number of solar-powered backup generators are back in stock and now available. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving electrical power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, a solar generator runs quietly, emits no fumes, and produces an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. It's like having an electric power plant running silently, secretly, in your own home. Run sump pumps, shortwave radios, computers, even keep food from spoiling. Go to mysolarbackup.com to learn more. That's mysolarbackup.com. Supplies are still limited and are available on a first-come, first-served basis only. MySolarBackup.com.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech Carbine Upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
There's so much hand sanitizer on the market, but beware. Not all hand sanitizers are created equal. That's why you want to use 2020 Safe Hand Sanitizer. You can trust the hand sanitizer on 2020safe.net to be made with the highest quality ingredients. American made with American ingredients employing Americans. Log on now to 2020safe.net and order your 1 liter today. Normally $29.99, but reduced to $19.99. So hurry while supplies last and receive a bonus. That's right. You'll receive a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster, a $39.95 value, free, by using code GCN at checkout. Right now, click 2020safe.net. That's 2020safe.net to get our 1 liter bottle of high-quality hand sanitizer with your free bonus, a 30-count bottle of Immune Booster valued at $39.95. Remember to enter GCN at checkout, and the bonus is yours, free, 2020safe.net.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices. Our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
And we're back. It's the Network Marketing Leadership Show. It's Tom Chenault, Marianne Niehaus, Jason Kelly, James Earl Moore, and now we've got final segment with our buddy Greg Reed. Greg, people want to find you. We're getting blown up with text messages and notes. What's the best place to connect with all your great stuff?
You can just Google me. I mean, all the stuff's out there. But the main thing is, if you want to talk to me directly, go to Instagram. Go to Instagram, Greg S. Reed, and direct message me. It goes right to my nobody else. There's no intermediators. It goes right to me. And the only thing I ask is what I've been preaching. I don't want to talk about the weather, what you ate for dinner, the kids, the family, the pet dog. But if you work on this business situation, what do you think? It's a good book I should read for right now, or anything of this nature, you reach out, I promise I'll respond to you right away within minutes. And then those of you who are really ready to separate themselves and go secret knock, we're going to be doing in March of 2021. It's going to be incredible. I got to tell you, this is probably the greatest networking you'll ever get a hold of in your entire life. SecretKnock.co. We are Forbes Magazine, Inc. Magazine, Entrepreneurs Magazine's rated top event in the entire world. Because we don't talk about ads and, you know, everyone's me, me, me. It's all about what we can give and share and give back to other people. Check it out, SecretKnock.co.
I have got so many connections for other radio shows, and you just can't believe the connections I've got for you. I have forgotten how much I love you. And my goal is to help you get that Secret Knock event on the front page of the Wall Street Journal. I mean, doing the next right thing is what we need to do. And Harvey McCabe, you know who Harvey is?
Are you kidding me? I've given Harvey some of the greatest tidbits, takeaways that he ever had, he said. The $1 million round table, the whole bit, unbelievable stuff.
I talk to him like twice a week, and he is the most adorable man on the planet. And, you know, here's another guy that is like a mentor that I have. I think I'm probably pretty close to his age. But at the end of the day, when these guys pass on, we got to keep these messages going on. Mark Payne, we talked about that. So my goal is to get all you guys on all the, because I've got, what I have is a Rolodex, a platform of people that can get your message out. Not mine. Mine's done. I'm telling you, all I am is a contact mapper. You are a thought leader at a level that is unbelievable. And Sharon Lecter, I've loved her. Is she still married to Michael, by the way?
Of course. They are doing so amazingly well right now. In fact, she's taking, I think, the week off. She's out at the ranch and having a great time. And she's working on some very, very special projects. And again, jump on our Zoom we're going to do on the 15th. Say hi. Interact with us. Come.
Well, invite, put me on the list and invite me. I'm tired of chasing you down. Yeah, so definitely I want to do that. And you know what? The world is so big, but yet it's so small. And we've got to put the light on the good people. Have you noticed that you haven't heard any pitch out of Greg whatsoever? You never had that yucky feeling. All you felt through this entire show is this man's heart and his want to make the world a better place and pay it forward. So what you want to be when you grow up is Greg Reed. That's it. It all works out for money.
Yeah, I feel so, but I want to be me, right? That would be our, that'll become our catch phrase. But, you know, one of the greatest aha takeaways, and I know our time is wrapping up, is one of my favorite interviews was Evander Holyfield, the boxing legend. I said, how did you win so many championships? He says, I just raised my standard. He said, in sports, I showed up early, I left late, I invented exercise, and I won more championships. I said, didn't it hurt? He says, yeah, it hurts. When you're in a fight, you don't focus on the pain. You don't focus on the blows. If you do, you end up on your back knocked out. But that's what people do outside the ring. They focus on gas prices, war, COVID, and then they wonder why they never become a champion. And he pulled me in tight, an Adonis of a man missing half an ear bit off by Tyson. He says, the funny thing is, when you do win the championship, he says, everyone comes to their feet and they chant your, they raise your hand in victory and they put a big shiny belt around your waist. He said, at that moment, and at that second, you don't feel even one of the punches you took along the journey. But the guy in the losing locker room will have every bruise, every excuse for the rest of their life, wishing they had a higher standard. This is our time to raise our standard. Surround ourselves with people we have respect for, not people we have influence over.
Holy mackerel. Is that cool enough, everybody? And you can do that. You got to look in the mirror and say, you know what, this life I have, whatever it's at, I don't care how great it's been. I was on that whole weekend of the Association of Network Marketing Professionals convention this week. And I watched that nonstop for four straight days. Like this, I mean, it was like no one, I don't think any, well, a lot of people did, but it was unbelievable to me. And I was crying the whole time and wishing I had played it bigger. Because these people are extraordinary and coming from terrible circumstance. And I know every one of you can too. Just plug into people like Greg and elevate that IQ, your heart IQ, your love IQ, and it's going to work out. And go to contactmapping.com. And Greg, we only have 50 seconds left. Say goodbye to these people.
Word out. And I got to say thanks for coming out of the woodwork and reaching out again, man. That was so pleasant when all this... on my email, we started connecting and reconnecting. If there's anything I can ever do to be a contribution, you know when I say this, it's true, the answer will be yes.
It was crazy enough. You know what? He just said Instagram. He said to reach out to me, and I don't know if it was Instagram, LinkedIn, any something, but I wrote him a note, and that son of a gun came right back and said, well, what are we going to do? Because the guy is that committed to it. So he wasn't kidding when he said he's going to reach back. I learned something from that. But let's go, everybody. So next week we got Jerry Colonna. He wrote Reboot. He is the mentor to more people that you've been impressed with all your life than you're going to believe. You've never heard of him. It's going to be a great interview. We'll see you all next week. Thanks for listening.
Are you ready for what's next? It's likely coming. More food shortages, power outages, grocery stores closed, social unrest. Ask yourself, do you have enough food and supplies on hand to last at least 30 days? Most Americans do not. But you can. Avoid the panic of the last-minute rush. Order your four-week supply of emergency food today from MyPatriotSupply.com. Starvation or dependency on the government are your only alternatives. Avoid those and the pain of being unprepared. Go to MyPatriotSupply.com right now. Build your emergency food supply with meals that last up to 25 years in storage, shipped discreetly to your door. Folks that know what's coming are using today to prepare. There's time for you to do the same. That's MyPatriotSupply.com, the original Patriot Preparedness Company. MyPatriotSupply.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.